I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Israel, like many countries, has a need for cheap labor to fill certain jobs, and as in many other nations, foreign migrant workers fill that need. Currently, there are 120,000 migrants legally working in Israel. Half of them are caregivers, mostly women from the Philippines, India, and Nepal, who care for infants, the elderly, or those with special needs. But foreign migrant workers in Israel are facing increasingly stringent rules that govern their stay in the country. Albert Sabate has a story.
On a recent Saturday in South Tel Aviv, hundreds of children and their mothers gathered in Levinsky Park. In a festive spurt of face painting, hula hooping, and music organized by human rights groups, migrants called attention to their complicated legal status. Under Israeli law, work permits prohibit migrants from marrying or having kids. So this spring, Israel began deporting migrant mothers and their children. They deported 10 women and 11 children before the Supreme Court ordered the expulsions to stop. But then last month, the Israeli parliament passed a bill that human rights advocates call the Slavery Bill. It gives the Ministry of Interior the power to restrict where caregivers can find work and how many jobs they can find before they need to return home.
The Israeli government implementing actually what we call the revolving door policy.
Sigal Rosen from the Hotline for Migrant Workers.
They keep on bringing new workers all the time, deporting those who know the rights and who demand more money. And one of the ways to minimize the rights of the worker and to keep the revolving door policy is by restricting them more and more.
Papa is coming. Tom, you play good, you're happy? You can do it.
Ami Pacheco came legally to Israel from the Philippines to work as a caregiver for the elderly. A year after she arrived, she became pregnant with her daughter, Alina, who at this moment is spinning on a merry-go-round in a Snow White costume. Because Pacheco had a daughter, she automatically lost her work visa.
Jewish people want Jewish people. Foreign children is not allowed to stay here because of their culture. You know, it's religious culture. They don't want to mix their race to other foreign workers.
Government officials say they're being sensitive, but ultimately, the state's identity trumps everything else. Roy Lakmanovich is a spokesperson for Interior Minister Eli Yishai.
The decision of the Israel government is connected to the Jewish character, yes. We shouldn't be ashamed of that Israel is the Jewish country.
It's really heartbreaking to see the children live with this every day.
Shirley Arieli works with a group called Israeli Children.
They were born here, they were raised here, they're completely Israeli. Most of the children that I worked with, I don't think they even know their parents' language of origin. I mean, they might understand it, but they answer in Hebrew. Everything is exactly like their other Israeli classmates, except for they live in this constant fear.
Again, the Interior Ministry's Roy Lakmanovich.
The problem is that their parents use the children like a safety insurance to be here in Israel. They used the children, and they say to the Israeli authorities, we have children, please don't send us back.
Pacheco now has a second child. She stays at home, literally hiding, taking care of her kids, as well as the children of her three Filipina housemates. She says she rarely leaves her home. She goes to the market to stock up on food only once a week. Israeli human rights groups are fighting the government's deportation policies. Shirley Arieli.
People get really scared of what will happen to the Jewish nation of Israel. They think that this is what will ruin us. You know, this country, which is such a very young country, which was built up entirely of refugees fleeing persecution, you know, and building this tiny country out of nothing. It's amazing to me that people, most people that are against us, they don't see that. Almost everyone here who is Israeli had grandparents that were fleeing something when they came here, of different places in the world.
Sometimes when we miss our family in the Philippines, it's hard. But compared to Philippines to Israel, it's better to have a job here than in the Philippines. Because of that, we have to sacrifice to be away from our family. It's hard. We have to survive.
Shabbat, the day of rest in Judaism, also becomes a day of rest for many migrant workers who fear being deported. Pacheco and her peers can get out for some much-needed fresh air for themselves and for the kids.
You know, when it's Shabbat, Friday, Saturday, the immigration is not active, you know. It's very safe when in Shabbat. That's why we are doing our best to make our children go out when Shabbat. We take them in the park to make them enjoy. We have a picnic together with my friends. That is our rest day also in our work.
Still, Pacheco keeps a close eye on her little Snow White. She knows this is no fairy tale and that a happy ending isn't guaranteed. For The World, I'm Albert Sabatier.